This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout goes out also to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those people helping in the coronavirus effort right now to keep America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right, and joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, Health Secretary Azar came out yesterday, said something very significant. And this is true. It's factual. The facts are there. The numbers are there to prove it, even though the Dems are saying something totally the opposite, not to be surprised, that there has been no spike in coronavirus cases in places where they reopened.
Touché.
Thank you. So what do we do now with the Dems that continue to tell lie after lie after lie after lie?
What are we going to do? I mean, you know, all you had to do was just listening to the opening remarks in the House hearing for Dr. Bright from BARDA. If you just listened to what the Democrats said before they started doing their question and answers with him, it's significant what they read out and then how they concoct, you know, their own facts. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's a systemic disease with them.
Hmm. Well, okay, so then let's drift on up to Mr. The doctor from Johns Hopkins Hospital, who has come out and said that there is a vaccine possible on their part by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think we're up to probably, I don't know, I think around 100 entities that are testing vaccines, and those tests are in various stages. And, you know, you have to have volunteers and, you know, all that kind of thing that goes on. So we're in a various situation. I'm fine with the work that's being done on vaccines, but I'm more concerned at this point on, a pharmaceutical treatment that takes the downtime.
Mm-hmm.
From whatever it is, you know, some people have been in, you know, sick okay. for 2 months or more.
Well, we got a call here. Let's take the call from our friendly Professor Emeritus, Dan DeMand in Lafayette, Indiana. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. I think this virus thing's all a fraud. Today I was told that next fall, if we open, my classroom can have no more than 24 people in it. They have to be spread 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that means you're going to have to hire more lecturers, more professors.
Well, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy right here in my backyard. They are opening today, and they have to do exactly what you said they have to do. They have to 6 feet apart. They can only put like an X amount of students in classroom A. Then they got to put the rest of the class in classroom B. And one teacher teaches in one room, and the other teacher teaches the same subject in another room. So that's what they're having to do.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing, because the Democrats have the teachers' unions always on their side. That's who they placate to. You're going to find that Catholic schools are going to permanently close a lot of them. One,
yes.
Parents can't scrape up that kind of money right now. A lot of them are financially hurting.
Yeah.
Second, these schools were kind of teetering anyway. The idea was a perpetual motion to keep these schools going. Letting them out in March, they're not going to open in August. They're permanently closed. New Jersey seems to think, the archdiocese in New Jersey seems to think half the Catholic schools will be permanently closed after this farce we've called a virus, this pandemic. I just don't believe it. Mm-hmm. I think this pandemic is benefiting the Democrats more than anything they could have done in Congress.
Sure, and it's obvious. And it's also obvious that this has been directed from them, from their friends, their cronies. And by the way, the Wuhan virus, how did that get spread so quickly in the United States? Was it not because of all the people that were coming in and out of here, out of that region?
It was seeded by the, you know, what they found at the Tyson plant. You know, they had another Chinese delegation come out of nowhere to inspect the plant, 35 of them.
All right, well, let me get back to Denise, but I want to thank you very much.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
One other thing, like in New Jersey, you're going to have to put those kids in Catholic schools, in the public schools, which means you're going to have to hire more union teachers.
Yep.
And they played it smart. They played it real smart.
And
okay, well, I will let you go. Captain Denise, big fan.
All right, thank you. And that's Dan, the man, Lafayette, Indiana. I'm so not shocked about the fact that the teachers' union is going to benefit from all this. How about you?
The consequence here is, I don't even think has been fully measured yet, especially when it comes to education. You know, donations to charities, including to churches, are down significantly. So, you know, these, like the Catholic Church that runs some of these schools, they don't have the funds to keep their schools going. So, I mean, the consequences are vast.
Okay, hold that thought. And by the way, I've got a comment here from one of our parents of someone who is in a Catholic school telling us about online teaching, and it's going quite well. And we'll get into that. We'll read the comment when we come back. This is something that really will rub the the public schools in the eye in the wrong way. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature for going on 3 weeks now, and it's worked very well for me, thank you very much, because my doctor has noticed that not only has my blood pressure gone down, but I've also lost quite a bit of weight, and my appetite has gotten a little bit more controllable instead of diving after candy bars and potato chips and all that sort of stuff in the middle of the night. Now I don't even find myself being hungry. So guess what? If you want real food, real science, real nutrition with no synthetics, no additives, and the natural equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, which you know are good for you, then I want you to check out Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggie capsules. Because if you use the product code RESULT, that's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you will get 35% off your purchase at Balance of Nature. So that's balanceofnature.com, the website, balanceofnature.com, the telephone number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we have quite a tit-for-tat going on right now between former President Obama and President Trump. And former President Obama criticized the virus response by this administration in an online graduation speech. Now, I heard what Obama said. I wish I had the audio for it, but I don't. Probably won't have that till tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is, Trump, about 30 minutes after he gave the speech, just tore right into him.
Yeah, okay.
So what's the end result here, I might I ask?
Did you expect anything differently? Because I didn't. You know,
I really didn't. But somebody's got to start acting like the adults in the room here. You know, just cite the guy's record. Say, listen, here's what happened. And by the way, I was a part of this, so I know a little bit something about this. We had our cupboards left dry in certain circumstances when it came to certain equipment and supplies that we needed to have to take care of something like this.
Well, I mean, there's blame to go around for everybody, for a lot of things. And some of the blame can necessarily, I would say, be good blame. Some of it's, you know, concocted. So, I mean, when it comes to stockpiles, let's understand, too, what was going on with some of the stockpiles in the recent disasters, if you will. How much of what was in the stockpiles, because we have no idea, that has gone to regions, including, say, Puerto Rico, because of the, you know, the hurricanes and the earthquakes, that we have to send medical supplies into there. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't make these conclusions because the facts are so vast here to begin to understand.
Okay.
Was the stock, you see what I'm saying? So the stockpile can be depleted, but it may not be because exclusively Obama, but it could be. We have no idea.
New York.
We have to go to the state level.
Right. And New York was their own worst enemy, and I'll go right to the governor, okay? Because what New York did was they actually sold some of the things that they thought they'd never have to have. Oh, gosh.
That happened, too, under Mayor Bloomberg when he sold his ventilators.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That's a fascinating thing. What was the procedure? What was the medical procedure for COVID patients before they even had to get to a ventilator? You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, and by the way, how come we had COVID patients that were being sent from hospitals back to nursing homes where that turned into the disaster it did?
Okay, so there we are. We're in another place where you can let how many patients across the United States died or were affected in a nursing home.
I bet we'll find out.
And I don't know that we will, but we, you know, we'll get some numbers. At this point, we have to challenge even the quality of the numbers. How many of them are at what age group? What were they given? What were the, you know, treatment standards, health treatment standards at the nursing home? So, I mean, there's so many moving parts to all of this. So doing an after-action report, we need one, but we may not get one for 2 years.
Yeah, and by the way, I got to agree with Eric with this. He just made a comment in the chat room. He said, regarding contingency planning and operations, poor proper planning prevents piss-poor performance.
Well, I mean,
that's what he said.
Yeah. We had something called Crimson Contagion.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exercise that was done.
Right.
I know there's one in 2016. I think there was one that was done last year. And it is a joint operation between the United States, I mean, between the federal government and a handful of states. And I looked at the one, I think it was done in 2016, and the states were woefully unprepared. Now, that's not a federal problem.
Yep. You're right, because we found out about that here in Florida, and there were some attempts made, well, not attempts, there were some purchases made as a result of that for things that they didn't have that they needed to have. So that's what we did here, but they did not do it. And again, I have firsthand knowledge of this. They did not do it in New York. That's what my people told me.
Well,
I'm talking about emergency planners. I'm not talking about somebody in the trend. You know, these are people that put the events together, but go ahead.
In order to assess all of this, we're going to need something like a 9/11 commission.
You're right.
And I think it is important because not only did this affect the United States and continues to affect the United States because of the economy, it's going to take us a long, much longer time to recover than the 9/11 attacks ever did, because this hit everything and certainly the globe. I don't even know where to go with it all. It's too vast to begin to understand here at this point. And placing blame, I think is kind of a misguided thing. We can just look at cause and then, you know, fix that issue. But, at this point, I don't care who is at fault. I just want to look at what happened and let's fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with you. And I will tell you this much. We certainly, when you talk about a commission, we are going to have some sort of commission. That's inevitable, in my opinion.
Well, and that's why when, you know, Nancy Pelosi is standing up this special committee on oversight to, you know, look at all this, I'm not afraid of it because I think the Trump White House and the task force team, everything is in an interesting position to just nail the causes in a big way and show that Trump has literally moved mountains in minutes. Something is just unheard of, especially with lifting all of these regulations at the FDA. So, you know, fine. I'm ready for that. Let's start the first hearing. Let's go.
Yep, I got you there. Okay, well, Mr. Navarro, what is he, the trade chief or something like that? Trade advisor?
That's Lighthizer.
Okay, he said, well, Mr. Navarro came out and was on the television shows again yesterday. He said more Americans are going to die from the lockdown than from COVID-19.
I'm not sure about that one, but... what he's including are those that have other issues that were made worse because of the lockdowns. You know, those that have gone into some drug overdoses and those that, you know, had some other kind of underlying demons, if you will. So I would be careful with that statement.
Well,
I understand where he's going, but I understand where he's going, but I maybe get a package it a little bit differently.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you talk about all the different things that are going on, you know, life is what it is, and I will tell you that, well, here comes the music, so I can't tell you, but to be continued. How's that? To be continued.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We will talk to you later. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. That's Denise Simon, and we need to have a further discussion about that because, again, many of the people that are out there, this is a subject that just isn't going to go away. We know we've been had. The extent is to what degree do you want to believe it?
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A $3 trillion economic relief package has been passed by the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended the HEROES Act.
There's nothing joyful about this. This is a very strategically planned piece of legislation that is tailored strictly to meet the needs of the American people.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole called it the Democratic policy agenda masquerading as a response to the coronavirus.
It would make more sense, in my view, Madam Speaker, to just send it straight to Santa Claus than to send it to the United States Senate.
Republicans say the bill is dead on arrival in the Senate and faces a veto from President Trump. 14 Democrats voted against the bill. One Republican was in favor of it. The House has approved a temporary change in House rules to allow them to vote by proxy. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you, and by the way, the military, I want to say hello to the Fort Jackson guys and gals up there in Columbia, South Carolina, that are tuning in on 101.7 FM. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking to more of you in the weeks to come.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National HA Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, right here across the bay from me in Tampa, on the other side of the bay. Now, to find out more about them and to see about becoming an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very in-demand, high-paying job, you can make as much money as is humanly possible if you want to. The jobs are there. The hours are there. The work is there. It all depends on your God-given ability and your certification as an aviation maintenance tech. You can start out with a 40-hour week at $60,000 a year and go up from there. That's number one. Number two, when you call them, give them a call at
800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Or check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. A cyber attack on the electricity grid has been confirmed by the United Kingdom. The National Grid is currently investigating this. There's been a lot of activity lately that has been directed back towards the Chinese and some of their pals, North Korea and otherwise. Iran, too, for that matter. And even Cuba, the usual cast of characters. But this is getting serious to the point to where we've had numerous cyber attacks in the United States in recent weeks. Again, some have been attributed to the Chinese, some are not. Some are just unknown. But this is something that's going to make things even worse when it comes to things like banks. I mean, my God, you got to be so aware of what happens if you're using a bank card these days because of what's been going on. Also, China's heavily defended fortress near the Middle East and the Indian Ocean continues to grow. The Chinese Navy building a string of overseas bases. So far, the largest and furthest afield is in Djibouti in the Horn of Africa, which is right there, almost within eyeshot of our military base that we've got in Bahrain. Almost. It's that close. So you talk about sticking it to you right in the eye. That's exactly what they're doing right now, unfortunately. By the way, hypersonic weapons and a test facility for them has been approved by the Texas A&M University. Now, the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents approved the funding to create a new hypersonic weapons test center for use of the U.S. Army Futures Command. That's been in the works for some time, so that's a good thing. Also, the Army's Next Generation Squad weapon is a big hit with SOCOM, the 75th Ranger Command, Green Berets, and other U.S. Special Operations Ground Forces will be equipped with the conventional Army's next generation of squad weapons, which are going to be something to see. Now, after 2.5 years from home, the guided missile submarine Florida returned to its home port in the Naval Submarine Base in Kings Bay, Georgia, on a 30-month deployment, the longest one yet for a submarine, nuclear-powered submarine. And by the way, the guided missile submarine, this is one of the ones that had some boomers on it. Also, while some of the encounters have been reported publicly before, the Navy records are now showing an official accounting of some incidents, including descriptions of pilots and unexplained flying objects that flew near or at them. Now, 5 sailors have tested positive for the COVID-19 after returning to the USS Theodore Roosevelt from isolation. That's not a good thing, because now the Roosevelt, which was to get underway, can't get underway until they do another complete inspection and a complete check of the crew. So the saga continues over there, and away you go. Now, the Navy told a SEAL to remove the trident from his book about Cairo, the hero dog, alongside him in the bin Laden raid. Now, 9 years ago, Will Chesney got an unexpected call. He was to grab his dog and head to Virginia immediately, and he was off on his way with SEAL Team 6 on the bin Laden mission. So this is interesting that suddenly he writes a book, talks about the dog, puts the trident on the book,
It's an unofficial account. The Navy did not give him permission to write the book. But it is what it is, I guess. Now, a recent American flyover by the U.S. Navy Blue Angels in Detroit, Michigan, came very close to having a mid-air collision when a remotely spotted carrier's drone flew towards the formation of the six FA-18 Hornets as they flew over buildings in the city's downtown area. This was a drone that was delivering packages. Unreal. Unreal. By the way, the Naval Academy commissioning in the age of coronavirus is vastly different than what everyone associated with the institution has become accustomed to, because an empty chair and a football helmet for David Forney, as he was remembered at the Naval Academy commissioning ceremony. And the hospital ship Mercy is returning to San Diego after assisting 77 patients in Los Angeles. The Comfort is already back at their port. Obviously, they didn't need to have them when they needed to have them, so to speak. And a new Marine littoral regiment designed to fight in contested maritime environment is headed to Hawaii. The Marine Corps is putting together a new force in Hawaii called the Marine Littoral Regiment that can operate inside a contested maritime environment and sink ships, according to the Marine Corps Combat Development Command. And that's going to be a significant change in the scheme of things with the Marines. By the way, there'll be more to come this week, I think, about Senator Richard Burr, former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who stepped down last week in lieu of the investigation going on about insider trading. We should hear some more this week. Now, the disabled American veterans is facing a very difficult decision on whether to go ahead with its centennial national celebration in Texas this August or to join other veteran service organizations that have canceled conventions due to coronavirus. And the DAV will be making their announcement this week as to whether or not they will hold their convention or not hold their convention in Texas, as many other groups that were going to Texas to have conventions have just canceled their conventions altogether. So, we'll see what happens. That's a large portion of revenue when a convention comes to town. I guess we'll welcome them here down in Florida, because we are a little bit more open than they are. Groups up to 50 now. No more of the 10 stuff, but it's up to 50. And it'll probably be higher than that next month. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that is Donna Fiducia from Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on her affiliate in Carrollton, AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. And we heard from a Sergeant Smith a little while ago telling us that we were coming in 5x5 at the base, and I thank you very much, Sergeant, and we'll be wishing you some very good thoughts along the way. You sent me a private message, and I have to look at it a little bit later. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at FunWellBaby.com. That's FunWellBaby.com. Go over there and take a look at what they have to offer. They're having a 50% sale off for my listeners using the code MATT50. That's funwellbaby.com. They have a 50% sale going on the products that are there for my listeners using the code MATT50. And joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hey, sir.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, and we were talking about this during the break. the people that are leaving the big cities now, this is going to be a serious new problem for cities like New York and Philadelphia and Chicago and Boston and D.C. and Los Angeles and all these places where they've been locked up and they can't do this and they can't do that and people don't understand it and they got at least enough wherewithal to say, that's it, I've had it, I'm moving somewhere else.
Yeah, listen, I'm in one of those spots that's not open up, as your listeners know. I'm here in Suffolk County on Long Island, and I'm hearing more and more of it. Not to mention just the fact that more and more people are looking to leave the city and actually move out east. But I don't know. I mean, certain people can leave the city and they can still commute back and forth in, but you're also having people say, you know what? If my kid, they're not planning on opening up schools in the fall, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do this to my kids. I can't do this to my kids. I have three teenagers, and I see the effect that it has on kids, especially my youngest one who's in eighth grade. It's definitely hitting him very, very hard. It's tough. It's a tough position to be in right now. And again, you're dealing with almost like tyranny of the minority, where you've got this small swath of people that want to continue to be locked down. Now, it's been a little bit harder for you seeing the revolting taking place here in places like Long Island simply because many people can continue to work. A lot of people work in the financial district or work on Wall Street can continue to work from home and can continue to make money. But there's most certainly going to be a real, effect when people wake up, things open up, and all the restaurants are not opening up, and all these businesses that they know and that they love are not going to open up, and what the effect is going to be. It's going to be ugly.
Now, let me ask you a question. You've been watching the statistics, correct?
Yes.
States and cities and counties and towns and whatnot are going back and looking at their COVID-19 deaths and seeing whether or not autopsies were done, whether or not it was confirmed that that's what the problem was. And some of these numbers right now slowly are starting to roll backwards. So the numbers you're seeing, people need to understand that those numbers are going to change.
Well, they will in states that are actually looking at it the right way and that are not going to use politics. I mean, Colorado, I was actually surprised. You've got a pretty liberal Democrat governor that's really pushing to open up there. And he actually, they've been going through their death totals and they're recognizing that, hundreds of deaths that were attributable to COVID were actually something else. People were dying of something else. And they're starting to reclassify those deaths at that point in time, which is interesting in of itself. So, yeah, I mean, obviously they're going to, when all said and done, everybody's going to take a good hard look at this and understand what's going on. I think that, you're now starting to see people take a harder look in regards to how nursing homes were handled. And to me, I said here on the program a couple of weeks ago, it was criminal and how bad New York handled, its nursing homes and sending people with COVID back. I mean, just stupid, really was. And I know how other states handled it really well. I mean, Florida just done an absolutely phenomenal job.
Yeah, and that's because we were prepared for it. We had the stuff that we needed to have. Our emergency management people down here are second to nobody. And I mean second to nobody. They know what they're doing. People come here from all around the country to learn what it is that we do because we've responded so well under the disasters and emergencies we've been presented with.
Well, it's common sense. You lock down areas. We knew this back in February, early February, when this information was coming out and what Italy was providing in regards to who was susceptible. They were telling us back then 99% of the people that were dying of this were elderly. So it's just common sense to say, okay, let's protect our elderly population, which meaning that you got to protect nursing homes, you got to protect assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. How difficult is that? You don't need to be a brain surgeon. You don't need to be an epidemiologist. You don't need to have a master's degree, a bachelor's degree in public policy. You just got to have a couple brain cells to rub together to figure that out.
Yeah.
And they didn't manage to do that in places like New York.
Now, have you bought a gun yet?
I own quite a few.
Okay, here's why I'm asking. Last week in New York City alone, the shootings were up 200%. Why was that?
Yeah, well, again, they're letting everybody out of jail. That's one thing. And maybe the cops are too busy enforcing social distancing rather than doing their job. That's the thing is that the guns that I own, most of them are still down in Florida because it's very difficult to get permits.
I know.
Here for certain types,
The cops, and this is funny you mentioned that because I mentioned it earlier, and I've mentioned it several times both online and on the internet and in some conversations I've had. The cops are actually being called up by people that are we call them the 6-foot protectors or something like that. They're actually calling up the cops saying, hey, we got a whole bunch of people here and they're not 6 feet apart, and are actually showing up and telling people they have to move further apart. Unbelievable.
I told the story on the podcast last week. I went to a little birthday party at Northport Beach last week, and we were, just a bunch of adults hanging out, having a good time hanging out there. And we're cleaning up, the sun's going down, all of a sudden a police car comes over. Somebody called the cops on us because we weren't wearing masks and we were too close together. And I was laughing. I said, it's the first time I had the cops come to what party I was at since I was in high school. So it's been a long time.
Now, you've got this little AOC up there, right, the Darling of New York, and we just found out she has not paid a 7-year-old tax bill of $2,000, and, of course, growing because of the interest. She's not paid that tax bill.
I mean, again,
it's income tax.
Pay it. I mean, I don't understand what her problem is. I mean, she makes enough money. She makes 6 figures.
And she's got $6 million thanks to the people that gave her money from Hollywood. To continue her cause for the green energy.
We'll see. Again, she's got some challengers for her seat there, but I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off.
Well, yeah, and if it comes down to money, it'll be her. Now, there's an economist by the name of Mohammed El Arian. He's the Allianz Chief Economic Advisor. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He said the economy is in for a bumpy ride to recovery. However, it will recover.
Okay. I mean, I didn't say anything that is not,
No.
There's a thick of politicians speaking there. Of course it's going to be a bumpy ride, and it's going to be the longer it takes to open up, the bumpier it's going to be. It's just that simple. It's not rocket science. The longer it takes to open up, the tougher it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And every day that they see, areas stay locked down is another day where more and more businesses are not going to open up. That's the reality.
Now, here's the political end of it from the International Monetary Fund chief, Kristalina Georgieva, who says that the global economy will not be back until 2023.
It might be the case globally. I mean, obviously, other areas of the world were in a much different position than we
worse
were
than
going
us.
Into this. Much, much worse, and it's just different there. But again, it could even take longer than that. If we continue down a path of bailouts and socialism, then it's going to take a much longer time than that. I've talked about this on my show. My big concern is America turning into a European nation where we have permanent youth unemployment at above 20%. And we follow down the path of bigger and bigger government, and we can't go this way, fundamentally changing the course of this country. But again, you take a look, Matt. Let's be honest here. This is your listeners, okay? You take a look at the Democrat bailout bill from last week, okay? That is the platform for the Democrat Party.
Okay? It is.
That's right.
You're right.
And if Joe Biden wins, okay, Nancy Pelosi's president.
Yep.
Got it? Okay. Joe Biden wins. He's not. He's just going to sit there. He's going to rubber stamp stuff.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi's president.
Exactly. Because she runs the purse strings of the country. Okay. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and stay out of the water.
You got it.
Because Chris said he can't go to the beaches up there where he's at yet, even though they're opening the state parks a little bit further out. On Long Island in Suffolk County. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Frank Salvato coming up right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.